Hi, my name is Krishanti, and this workshop is all about manifesting your goals and resolutions for the new year. We'll be doing some writing exercises interspersed with energy work, so please have a notebook and paper ready. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm Krishanti, and if you don't already know about me and the work that I do, I am not a psychic. I am someone who learned how to be psychic. I had no idea that anyone could even learn how to be psychic for the majority of my life until one day I had this amazing reading by these students of this process, this clairvoyant technique, and it just blew my mind and changed my life. It was unbelievable, and it set me down the intuitive pathway or the psychic pathway. I studied and trained with Deborah Lynn Katz, who's written 3 books about this clairvoyant technique and 1 about manifesting. And she is my friend and teacher and mentor to this day. And a lot of the meditations that we'll be doing in this class are from her book, Freeing the Genie Within, which is an excellent resource all about manifesting and energy work. It's a good book to have, and I highly recommend it. But it's also really nice to have somebody guide you through doing the meditations and working on them in a like concrete block of time, which is what you'll be doing in this class. So the thing about being psychic that just blows my mind is if you can learn how to be psychic, which I think anybody can, if you just follow the meditations and the techniques and you really focus and you dedicate yourself to it, if you can learn how to do that, you can learn how to do anything. And intuition and psychic abilities and manifestation, which is what you'll be working on today, they all go hand in hand because it's all about working with energy and getting yourself in the right frame of mind and space to begin to create what you wish to bring about in your life. And it's not just about like, I really want to get a new handbag this year, or I really want a new car, or I really want a new house. It's about healing yourself. You know, you can use this energy work and these techniques to heal your mind, to heal your emotions, to heal your body. You can heal your relationships and bring more harmony into your life. You can create circumstances that make you happy and joyful. You can really create the life that you really, really want to live. And if for any reason you manifest something, you bring it about, let's say you get that job you always thought you wanted, and it's not quite what you expected it to be, you can just turn around and manifest something else and manifest something new. So you don't have to be stuck with certain things. You can constantly shift and change and grow and play with this and have fun with it. The more fun that you have with these manifestation techniques, the easier they'll be, the more things will just come more magically. And you'll realize that you're actually becoming more in touch with the very rhythms of the universe, understanding more about what life in and of itself is all about and where you fit into things. You can find peace and clarity, fulfillment, and joy. And that's what this workshop is all about, bringing you to that place where you are right there in the center of what you wish to create with your life, living a life that you really, really love. So usually every year I make a list of New Year's resolutions. And this past year, I remember I wrote, basically I wanted the same things as I wanted the year before. The cool thing is I'm gradually getting closer to the bigger picture of what I like. And I'm finding more and more moments of definite times where I just am so happy with everything and the way things are going. Sometimes just know that it may take a little bit of time for some of your manifestations to show up. Let's say, and I don't want you to get upset or think like, oh, this sucks. I came to do this New Year's resolutions class and she's telling me I'm not going to be able to have it. But let's think of it like this. Let's say you want to manifest, or one of your goals is, I want to manifest $500 billion. Well, it might be hard for you to create $500 billion in 1 year, but it might take, you know, maybe 5 years. But if every year you're continually, you know, reminding yourself and doing the energy work to get to that $500 billion zone, you'll eventually get there. So anyway, what I love about making lists is if I have something written down, it comes about, like I get it done. And you want to make sure too with that New Year's resolution and list that you have, you keep it front and center so you can always refer to it throughout the year and you don't forget, like, oh yeah, I made a resolution to stop chewing gum and, you know, that was back in January and I forgot that I wrote that down and now I'm back chewing gum again in June. So anyway, sometimes I might ramble off and just on a tangent and forget where I'm coming from. So I apologize in advance for that. I'll try to stay on point here. When we talk about goals and desires, there are a few different things that come up. And the word goal is a tricky one because it puts you into the energy of a grading system at school where you can get an A or a C and that means you're terrific, amazing, awesome, or that you suck. You know, I mean, a C is not that great. It's better than D, but it's kind of like you're not that great. So I believe in setting a certain bar for yourself, but in order to take it a step further, we want to get to a deeper place emotionally. So what works better than setting a goal like I will lose 20 pounds this year is getting to that place of how do I want to feel about my body this coming year? And when you get to the feeling place of where your desires will take you, you're that much more able to associate yourself with the energetic vibration of what you want. That feeling place will be your inner compass. It will drive you and guide you to that place of where you want to be vibrationally. And the universe is all about vibration. And if you match up vibrationally to that which you want to experience, you're more inclined to actually step into that experience. So we're going to start out with a meditation from Deborah Katz's book, Freeing the Genie Within, called God as a Magic Symbol. And this meditation will help you embody the energy of God and the intention that you are one with creative life force energy. Some people get really uncomfortable doing this meditation. In fact, I felt very weird about it the first time I did it. I mean, really weird. But once I got past that, I started to feel more powerful. And it's not blasphemy or anything of that sort. I'm jumping ahead of myself talking about blasphemy and stuff. But this meditation has you actually imagine yourself as God, like being God, which is what made me so uncomfortable. Because the first time I did, I was like, oh my God, like how dare I try to like imagine myself as God? That just doesn't seem right. But once you think about the fact that you're not trying to do anything really sinful or blasphemous, you're connecting with source and channeling source through you and shifting your notion of God as this being who is fickle and punishes some and makes some people unhappy and others like on top of the world. And you see God as like a universal energy that you are one of and a part of, you can start to manifest more potently and more powerfully, realizing that, yes, you have that same power as a spark of the divine and as a part of God. You too can manifest and create wonderful things for yourself. So let's just go ahead and get started. If you want to just close your eyes and take a few nice deep breaths. And create a grounding cord. Visualize your first chakra, which you can see as a spinning disc corresponding to the cervix or inner pelvic region. Visualize a column of blazing energy running from this energy center all the way down to the center of the earth. Next, ask yourself this question: What do I picture when I think of God? Warning. Don't try to judge and alter this perception before it comes in. What we are really looking for here is your unconscious picture of God. So ask yourself, when I usually think of God, what does she or he look like? Do you see an old man with a beard? A scrawny man who resembles George Burns smoking a cigar? Or perhaps a goofy guy making funny faces who reminds you of Jim Carrey in the film Bruce Almighty? Or do you see a cross or a star or a column of light? Do you see God above you? Or do you see a light in your heart? Now, out in front of you, form a screen like a television set, movie screen, computer monitor, or a blank sheet of paper. On the screen, let your most common image of God appear. Next, postulate that you yourself are God. So go ahead and now replace your vision of God that you just conjured up in step two with a vision of yourself. See yourself as if you were looking at yourself in a mirror. Continue seeing yourself as God by putting your attention back on your body. Center yourself within your heart and say, "Hello, God," to your own heart, and continue to hold a picture of yourself as you are right now. Begin contemplating the abilities that God or you as God might have. These could include power, the ability to create anything immediately, omniscience, omnipresence, and an endless capacity for love, peace, joy, and so on. So if you previously visualized God as a ball of light or an old bearded man, now replace these images with your own smiling face. Imagine that you're opening up a photo album. On the first page is a blank picture. Under it, there is a label that reads God. Place an image of your face as a single image in the photo, and then write your name over the word God so that the names coexist in the same place. Meditate on this picture for as long as possible. Then turn the page. You will notice that every page has your picture with a label containing your name and God's name simultaneously. The key here is to meditate on the image of yourself as God. Not like God or a part of God, but as God. Then begin saying to yourself in your mind the mantra, "I am God, I am God, we are the same." After you do this for about 100 times or so, begin repeating the mantra out loud. Start off saying it quietly and then let the volume increase until you're yelling it as loudly as possible. If you're fearful someone might hear you, then go find an isolated spot where you can yell this out as loudly as possible for at least a minute. You can bring the volume down until it's barely audible and then move it back into your head. And while you do this, keep seeing yourself as God. Now here comes the activation part. Visualize yourself as God, emanating the light of God. The light of God will beam through you. The light is the bigger part of the God self that created you in the first place and that gives you your energy and the God's power. It's like you are the God lamp and this is the battery. You can also think of this light as breath moving through God's body. This breath is God's breath and your own breath. So as you breathe, you are breathing in God's light through God's body. This has a powerful impact and it also helps cover all the bases so your mind doesn't go into confusion about being God when it might not feel as powerful as it should. It's a light beaming through you and breathing through you as God that fully activates your God power. So begin, or if you've already started, continue on to visualize the brightest, most blinding light you can envision emanating from the core of you within your body. See it streaming outward in all directions, beaming out like light through stained glass from your center, through all parts of your body, past your body, and as far out as you can imagine it. Just when you can't imagine it getting any brighter, just amp it up another few notches in your imagination. You can use the visualization that your body is the glass and the God light beams through you as the glass, shining out far in all directions, gloriously and triumphantly for all the world and all the people of the world to see. Be God, breathing God's breath and beaming God's light through every cell and every pore of your body. This is the activation. You can see this happening directly to your body and you can view this all on your screen. Just let your attention go back and forth from you, centered in your body, to the mirror image of your body on the screen. The final step is to remind yourself that you and God are a pair, a combination that will set you and your inner genie free. This symbol is a key, a code, like that on your garage, front gate, or even your voicemail. Once you punch in the password, these devices open with no effort. Postulate that God is a universal symbol. Energized by the masses who worship this symbol, will unlock the powers of creation, creativity, and manifestation within you. You are now completely primed for success. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And you might have felt great doing that meditation, or you might have felt uncomfortable. But if you try and practice it a few more times, you'll notice that the visualizations get stronger and you'll begin to feel stronger. So now we're going to do a writing exercise focusing on how you want to feel this coming year in different areas of your life. Remembering that getting to that feeling place of what you want to create will help you more easily manifest it. So right now, just write down your body and health. And then under that, write my body and health. And under that, write how you want to feel about it. Like, how do you want to feel about your body, your health, your posture, your face, your hair, your skin, your physical being? How do you want to feel this coming year? And then just jot those notes down. And you can pause the recording. If you need more time, of course, but I'll give you a little bit of time right now. So next, how do you want to feel about your relationships? So a new header, relationships. And then take time with this one and write out how you want to feel with your friends, your family, your spouse, your children, your coworkers, your employees, your supervisors, etc. And again, I'll be quiet here on the recording for about a minute or so, and if you need more time, you can pause it and then come back. Next, how do you want to feel about your finances? And then, how do you want to feel about your connection to Source and your spirituality? How do you want to feel about your creative projects? Or anything you do that requires your creativity? Now, how do you want to feel about your work? Okay, so how do you want to feel next year about your manifestations in general? This can be things you buy, things you own, things you wear, places you go, people you're hanging out with, your house, your car, your jewelry. So material objects, and then kind of where you find yourself hanging out and who you find yourself hanging out with. Like, how do you want to feel about these things that you manifest? Now look back at the list that you just wrote out and notice if there are any major emotions that stand out above the rest. Do you see a theme emerging? Try and identify the major emotions that keep reappearing. And then write down these emotions. It doesn't matter how many. And just sit with this for a moment. These major emotions are your set point for your feel-good meter for next year. They'll guide you to your bliss. So I'll give you a little bit of time to just look at that and work with that before we go into the next meditation. Okay, so what we're going to do in this next meditation, it's a really powerful one. In fact, this is my core meditation. I never sit down to do a reading or energy healing on anyone without first doing this meditation. It gets you into this space that allows you to more easily do energy work. So just close your eyes. Feel your feet resting on the ground or the floor, the carpet. And imagine you have a grounding cord that's plugged into your root chakra and that travels all the way down to the core of the planet. This grounding cord is hollow, so the energy can just flow through it. And your aura is tucked into the grounding cord as well. And this grounding cord can be comprised of anything. It can be a gigantic redwood tree trunk. It can be a pipeline, a blazing column of light like we did in the God meditation. Whatever feels right to you, just make it really big, really powerful, and strong. And allow it to just work for you. So just relax. You can travel down in your mind's eye, to your grounding cord and kind of get an idea of what it looks like touch it. Imagine you're touching it and feeling it. And what's so great about this grounding cord is that the gravity of the earth through the cord starts sucking and pulling any negative energy out of you or anything you just need to let go of, to release. You don't have to make any effort. So just relax and let the gravity of the earth suck out any debris or bad vibes. Or even people that have been getting on your nerves or bothering you, or fears that you won't get what you want. Just let all that go. You might see images or symbols of people you know tumbling down through that grounding cord to the core of the earth. And know that that grounding cord is going to continue to work for you throughout the remainder of this whole workshop, in fact. So just move your attention up to your crown chakra at the top of your head. And imagine that there's a brilliant, beautiful, huge, sparkling, warm, 3D golden sun above your head. And take a magic marker or crayon and write your name on that sun, claiming it as your own. And underneath your name in the sun, create a gigantic, huge magnet, like a mega magnet. And watch as that magnet now starts calling all of your energy back into this sun. Watch your energy disengage from people, from places, from things you're worrying about, from ruminations about the past or thoughts about the future. Every ounce of your energy is returning and filling up that sun. And as it comes back in, the sun gets bigger and bigger and brighter, warmer, more sparkly. It just fills up, chock full of your own gorgeous, beautiful, powerful vibration. This is the energy of your true spirit. And now that that sun is so full, it looks like it's going to burst. Just imagine that you're taking your index finger and you're poking a hole in the top of your head and in the bottom of the sun. And all that gorgeous, warm, beautiful, powerful, golden energy just pours into your body. All the way down to your feet, filling up your feet and toes. Washing through your feet, your ankles, your legs, your knees. Circulating through your thighs, washing through your root chakra, some of it pouring down your grounding cord, circulating and moving up through your lower abdomen and lower back and your midsection, middle back, up through to your chest and upper back, pouring across your shoulders and down through your arms, washing through your hands, setting your hand chakras and the palms of your hands spinning, moving through all of your fingers and bursting out of your fingertips. And see and feel this golden energy just wash through your neck, up under your chin and into your beautiful face, moving through your head, pouring out of your ears and eyes and nose and mouth. There's an abundance of your own energy bursting out of your crown chakra and fountaining out into your aura, falling to the bottom of your aura and then filling it up all around your body. And next, just put your attention on your feet. And you have little feet chakras at the soles of your feet. So see them spinning around and around. And just invite them to open up all the way. And call in the purest, cleanest, most vibrant form of earth energy, strong and healthy, to enter your body through your feet. And watch that earth energy circulate through your little toes, your heels, all through your feet, through your ankles, up through your legs, washing through your knees, moving up into your thighs, circulating all through your thighs, up through your sits bones to your root chakra, spinning and washing and circulating through your root chakra and then pouring back down your grounding cord back into the earth. This is a constant flow. This earth energy is constantly flowing through your lower centers, keeping you connected to the earth and supported by the earth. Bring your attention back up to the top of your head and see your crown chakra spinning around and around. And call in the purest, cleanest, most enlightened form of cosmic energy or universal life force energy to enter into your body through your crown. So see that energy pouring in and see it start to spin around and around with your crown chakra. And then watch and feel it pour down the back of your head, your neck. Watch it break off and run down in two channels, one on either side of your spine. All the way down to your root chakra. See it spin around in your root chakra and then see some of it break off and run down your grounding cord. And see some of it run down your thighs, knees, through your legs and feet into the earth. And come back to your root chakra and see the cosmic energy running through there and the earth energy circulating through there. And blend them together to make a mix of about 15% earth and 85% cosmic energy. Mix these energies up as they become one. And then allow those energies to come up through your lower abdomen and lower back, through your midsection, middle back, moving up through your chest and upper back, across your shoulders, down through your arms and your wrists and your hand chakras and fingers and fingertips. See this blend of cosmic and earth energy flow through your neck, moving up under your chin, through your face, all through your head, bursting out of your crown chakra at the top of your head and fountaining out, filling up your aura from the bottom up with this beautiful mix of earth and cosmic energy. Now just center yourself at your third eye and take a couple of steps back so that you're sitting in the center of your head, looking out in front of you at a screen. And on that screen, create a rose that represents yourself. And notice what that looks like. And this, you want this to be you, like a nice version of yourself, but whatever appears is fine. Next to that rose, and we're going to do four of these bubbles. We'll do one at a time. Create one bubble and fill it with the color of one of the major emotions you want to feel this coming year. Notice what that color looks like. And drop that bubble into the rose that represents yourself. And just notice what happens and give that rose a nice strong stem that burrows into the earth to serve as a grounding cord. Now, if you see anything that you don't like as you drop that bubble into the rose, just drain it out through the grounding cord. And then circulate that color that represents that emotion that you want to feel. Circulate it through that rose and just watch it grow stronger and stronger. Bolder and brighter. And next, create another bubble and let it fill up with the color of another emotion that you'd like to experience. And when you see that, just take that and drop it into this rose. And notice what happens. If anything comes up that you don't like, command that foreign energy to drain out of the rose. And some of you will be fine doing this. For some people, it might get tricky. If for any reason you're having a trouble, that's just resistance. And what you can do is just blow up the rose completely or erase it, and create a brand new one, and then drop that color in of that emotion you want to feel and continue on doing the healing by draining out any conflicting energies. We're going to do two more emotions. So create another bubble and let it fill up with the color of the emotion that you want to feel. And then drop that into the rose that represents you. And notice what happens. Draining out again any conflicting energy. And the last one, create a bubble. Fill it up with an energy, the energy of another emotion that you'd like to feel. And drop that into the rose that represents you and see what happens. And now either working with the same rose that you originally created, or a new one if you were destroying and creating new roses. Look at the rose that represents you and postulate that all four of these wonderful positive emotions you want to experience are washing through simultaneously and washing through you. That you're accepting them, you're owning them, and they are part of your everyday life. And just see those colors circulate, growing bolder and brighter, more sparkling, more alive, more real. Any resistance that you see, just drain it out of the rose. As you do so, you're doing a healing on yourself. And then fill this rose up that represents you, fill it up with the brightest, most beautiful light you can imagine. And then cut the stem and then release it into the universe to start manifesting for you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And a lot of this energy work is kind of, it can be draining. It can definitely be dehydrating to concentrate like this. So if you're thirsty, go ahead and get some water, a cup of tea or something. Make sure you're hydrated because you are doing powerful energy work. So what we're going to do next is a goal setting exercise. It's a writing project. And what you want to do is just write out what you want the next year in the following areas. Your body. So you can just write down the list of things that I'm talking about. And then you can pause the recording and then write out your goals. So your body, relationships, finances, spirituality, creative projects, work, general manifestations, and then just free form. What do you want for next year? And then you can pause the recording and work on all that and come back. And now look at each thing on your list and ask yourself what you need to do in order to make these goals happen. So basically determine the steps you'll need to take for these things to happen. If some of your resolutions have a timeline, write out each month of the year and then identify what you need to do that month in order to get closer to that desire. So basically, instead of saying, I want this next year, you also need to give yourself some assistance with how you'll get that done. if one or some of the things that you want involve the magical assistance of someone else, write that down as an intention. Intend, for example, that in March, a publisher will approach you with a book deal. Or intend that in April, you'll meet the perfect man at a wedding or social event. Yes, some of this might seem like wishful thinking, but then again, some of it might not, and you might be amazed to find that these things actually do happen. So what you can do is pause this recording and write all that out, and then come back to it. And what we're going to do is a meditation that will help you synchronize your goals. It's a healing triangle meditation. And this is also from Deborah Katz's book, Freeing the Genie Within. I just love this book. I mean, I've done a lot of these meditations and I've seen things happen that I just didn't, you know, I mean, I'm stumbling over my words here, but like doing these exercises actually do help you to manifest. I could tell some stories, but I really want to focus right now on getting through the bulk of these meditations for you. So I don't want to get you distracted after being in that great previous meditation we did that was really powerful and healing. So what you want to do is synchronize all these goals. So go inward and take a few deep breaths to get back into that energy healing realm and center yourself behind your third eye. And visualize a triangle or a pyramid. And give this triangle or pyramid a grounding cord that runs deep into the earth. Imagine that you're drawing a circle or a bubble at each point. Inside each bubble, write the name of a goal. The goal could be related to money, work, spirituality, relationships, school, and so on. It could also encompass qualities such as peace, joy, passion, and amusement. And once you've done this visualization, you can imagine you're dropping the name of one of your goals into one of the bubbles. It doesn't matter which one. Next, ask for a color to appear that represents each goal and allow it to appear or fill up the corresponding bubble. So once you have three colors, move your attention to the sides of the triangle that connect the three goal bubbles. Notice whether or not each side is in alignment, or straight or unbroken, or if one is harder to see or damaged in any way. And this will be indicative of trouble between your goals. Next, imagine that the sides of the triangle are columns of light connecting each goal. What you want to do here is clear out the columns, which represent the relationships between each one. And create a unifying energy field between each one. So to do this, imagine that you have a very sticky ball that will easily suck up any unwanted energy or resistance. And begin to circulate this ball through the lines of the triangle and through each bubble as well. Imagine that this ball is acting as a vacuum cleaner. Run this through the triangle several times. And then you can choose a unifying color. And see this color running through each side of the triangle and each bubble until the entire triangle is glowing with this color. And know that as you do this, you're aligning and activating your goals. And after doing this technique, just go about your life for the next few days and observe what happens. You might be surprised that certain conflicts disappear, or that your confusion lifts, or things that were previously challenging are not at all anymore. And you can just go ahead and open your eyes. And the next thing we're going to talk about is something called havingness. Desire for something, the belief that you can have it, and the acceptance, the art of allowing yourself to have it. And it's a really fascinating concept, because so many times that we think and believe we really want something, but then when it's handed to us on a silver platter, we're like, oh, no, I can't have it. I don't want that. Recently I worked with a client who just couldn't accept the help that her friend was offering her. He was giving her contacts, helping her to grow her career with no strings attached. And she just would not accept it. And she sabotaged herself that way. Like, she just couldn't accept that help at all. And so many times we believe that we really want something. And I don't know, it's this... Sometimes we believe we don't deserve it, but it's a deep kind of hidden belief that's deep in our subconscious that we don't even bring to the surface. So these are the three basics of this idea of havingness. And we'll work with the meditation on that as well. But one is the desire. Do I truly in my heart desire this goal to be realized? And you want to think about that with your resolutions and what you want to manifest for this coming year. Two, the belief that you can have it. Do I believe that this goal actually can exist? Do I really believe that it's possible for me to realize or attain it? And three, acceptance. You must be willing to accept and have that which you're seeking. Sometimes we pursue goals without actually wanting to attain them. We're more comfortable with the process of pursuing. So ask yourself, am I really, really completely willing to have this? Because once you get to that level of having it, then what? Then you have to create something else. So think about that for a little bit. And I'm going to read something about this whole havingness thing that Deborah wrote in the Freeing the Genie Within book. So hold on a second. I'm going to find it. Because this is really important. If you have not yet achieved your picture of success, ask yourself the following questions. And again, here I'm quoting Deborah Katz. Am I doing absolutely everything in my power to develop my talents? Am I doing absolutely everything in my power to meet the right people? Am I doing absolutely everything I can do to make this goal happen? Am I willing to do all the steps to get to my ultimate goal? Are there conditions attached to what I'm willing to do for this? How can I volunteer my time or make connections or contributions in this area so that I can meet people and learn and help others? Am I in the best shape physically to achieve this goal? Am I living in the best place to achieve my goal? Have I let go or detached enough energetically, psychologically, and physically from all those people who might want to stop me from achieving my goal? And you know that's a big one, right? If you can't answer yes to all those questions, then there's a part of you that doesn't want this thing as much as you think you do. Instead, the desire to sleep more, have an easier time, or have others take care of you and to be comfortable is stronger than the goal is for you. And once you have that awareness, you're no longer powerless because now you know you're really getting what you want. And then this just makes it easier to make a new choice when you're motivated to do so. So that's really, really powerful, especially for me, the idea about conditions. Personally, I know that I really love to travel and I want to travel. And a few years ago, I had the opportunity to go on a trip to Thailand with a friend of mine, one of my best friends. And yet I didn't do it. I didn't go. I didn't want to go. And the tickets were so cheap. It was amazing. But what happened was she wanted to stay in hostels. And I've stayed in hostels when I was younger. And they're not quite my cup of tea, especially now that I'm older and I've gotten so, you know, set in my ways. I really like, you know, my own private bathroom and kind of, well, I just want to travel under certain conditions. And the hostels she was staying in, I'm telling you, were not, they were like not, basically, she had bug bites, like a lot of bug bites. And she stayed in some places that were just downright scary. And she ended up getting sick and, you know, all that stuff. And I knew I just didn't want that kind of travel experience. You know what I mean? So it was important and eye-opening for me to realize that actually I do have conditions on how I would like to travel. And I am kind of particular that way. So anyway, think about the goals that you have and what you believe and the desires you have around having and accepting your life changing as those things manifest for you. And another key to creating things is this. If you want something, what is your motivation? So your motivation is the driving force behind everything you do. So look at what you want right now and ask, what's the essence behind it? If you want, for instance, a new job or career, what's the essence behind it? What do you really want? Is it freedom? Is it security? Is it peace and quiet? Or is it excitement? We want to leave a lot of possibilities open for ourselves, but at the same time, get very specific about the qualities and emotions and end result of whatever experiences come our way. And then that way, we can give the universe a number of different ways to bring us what we want in more creative avenues than we ourselves might be able to think of. It's like opening the door to much greater possibility than we might imagine or see possible. Because with our limited perspective, we don't know what's going to happen or change in the world or in our lives or what new people will come in or what new businesses will be started, what new opportunities will come. We can't see it because it doesn't yet exist. But in the realm of the universe, where things are timeless, you know, it already does exist and it's on its way to you. So you don't want to block that out. So what we're going to do next is I'm going to read a little bit more about having this. Actually, I was finding the page and I'm going to go to read you the intro again from Freeing the Genie Within. I have to give credit where credit is due. And this book is fantastic, as I've already said. The following technique, this is about actually working with what we call having this gauge. The following technique is one of the most powerful you can use for manifesting any goal. It doesn't matter how much you want something or how many hours you spend visualizing it and affirming it. If you can't really let yourself have it, for whatever reason, you aren't ever going to see it. This exercise will both let you know how much of something you can have and will let you release or get rid of the limits we've discussed. This technique has been taught to me, that's by Deborah, and she was taught to me by Deborah. It was taught to Deborah by several different teachers, and she modified it slightly based on her own personal preference. So this is creating and working with a havingness gauge. Close your eyes and ground yourself. Visualize an enormous movie theater type of screen in front of you. And imagine that there's a huge transparent bubble out in front of you. Write the name of the thing you'd like to have for yourself above the bubble. Drop your named request, for example, more love, more romance, more money, more fun, into the bubble and ask for the bubble to fill up with the energy of that which you'd like to create. Inside the bubble, see an image of yourself receiving this thing or quality and experiencing it. See yourself looking gleeful and then feel as much happiness as you can muster. After you've basked in the joy of your success, give this bubble a very strong and heavy grounding cord. Now, next to the bubble, visualize an enormous gauge. You can see this gauge however you'd like. Many people like to see it going from 1 to 100, but you don't have to restrict yourself to that. Ask yourself how much havingness you currently have for the thing or vibration you'd like to manifest for yourself. And watch the gauge and notice where the arrow goes. And make a mental note of what happens. If the gauge is at any less than 100, or even if it's at 100 or exceeds your top setting, just imagine you're taking one of your fingers or pressing a lever and increasing the number on the gauge to the highest level you're comfortable with at this moment. As you raise the gauge, refocus on your bubble's grounding cord and tell it to release whatever energy has been getting in the way of you having this goal for yourself. You may want to imagine that you're fastening or securing the gauge at this higher setting with some kind of apparatus that holds it in place, like a rubber band. Next, return your attention back to your bubble beside the gauge and watch to see what new colors come out and down the grounding cord. You might see some images of symbols or people that you know. Once you feel that your bubble is clear, drop the gauge with its new setting into your bubble and watch what happens to it. And then fill it with the brightest light you can imagine. This is the light of spirit, where everything is possible and there are no limits. Watch this light for as long as you'd like. Then you can either cut the cord and let it float off into the universe to start manifesting for you, or you can see it going up to the light or to the hands of God. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you'd like to do this regarding all of the things you'd like to work on for this coming year, that would be great. You can just tackle one thing at a time. But it's interesting to see, and often surprising for people to see just how much they really are allowing themselves to have something, how much they can really accept it. You know, some people, like so many people I talk to, want true love and want to find somebody and meet somebody, but sometimes after having bad experience after bad experience, it's hard to believe that you can actually have what you're looking for. So working with that havingness gauge is so important to clear any resistance that you have and anything that would cause you to sabotage yourself and not allow someone wonderful to come into your life. So the next thing we're going to do is work on three specific goals or manifestations, things you'd like to create this year, and do a healing on them utilizing your clairvoyance. And the techniques are all very similar. The first one is working with an energetic blueprint. And the second are two classic manifestation techniques that I'll repeat. So we'll do with one goal or one circumstance or thing you'd like to manifest, we'll do the blueprint. And then next we'll do the two classic clairvoyant manifestation techniques. And these techniques, I think, are also in Shakti Gawain's classic book, Creative Visualization. And she's been around for a long time. So these are just tried and true techniques you can do at any time that you want to work on energizing a goal. So think about first one of the things you'd like to create for yourself that you'd love to use for this creating and clearing in an energetic blueprint meditation. And this is a short meditation. It's about 10 minutes. So just, I'll give you a few moments to decide what you'd like to work on or focus on. And when you're ready, just close your eyes and see a clear, transparent rose out in front of you. And let this rose represent yourself. Make a wish and put it into this rose by visualizing a symbol for your wish. For example, a diamond or a man or a check for $500 billion. And dropping this symbol into the rose. And notice if the rose turns any colors or changes in any way once you put the symbol inside of the rose. If you don't spontaneously see a color, then just assign it one that makes you happy. Next, inside the rose, visualize a little scene with you receiving the symbol and feeling overjoyed that you've received it. See yourself taking some celebratory action as a result of having received it. And see yourself benefiting from this thing you've now allowed yourself to receive. Next, let the stem of the rose form a grounding cord that plants that rose firmly into the earth. And ask for a color to appear that represents any resistance to you having this goal, whether coming from yourself or from someone else. Now, this color may emerge within the color you saw or chose in step one. and let the force of gravity suck out any of the colors that appeared when you invited the resistance to show itself. Once you feel that rose contains only your own energy, see this color of your own energy growing brighter and stronger until it's sparkling brilliantly from the rose in all directions. You may still be working on draining out the resistance, and that's fine. You can amplify it or speed it up. And then just focus on your own energy and watch it push that other energy out and your own energy growing brighter and stronger and more powerful and sparkling. And see that rose getting bigger too, just bigger and bigger on your screen. And then just cut that stem and let the rose rise up to the hands of God or into the universe to begin manifesting for you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and you can select next another goal that you'd like to create for yourself this year. And we'll do the classic clairvoyant manifesting technique, which is similar to this one. So when you've selected the other thing that you'd like to work on, just close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. And bring your attention to the center of your head. And imagine that you're looking out of your third eye and visualize a gigantic, clear, transparent rose. Tell this rose it is going to represent the thing that you'd like to create for yourself. You can imagine that you're writing the name of this thing beneath the rose, and then ask the rose to show you the color of that which you're going to create. And you could also drop some symbols inside the rose that represent it. And just watch to see what happens next. Give the rose a stem and see the stem automatically burrow downward into the earth to secure itself. Next, ask for any colors to appear that represent energy that is not in agreement for you to have this creation. Once you see the colors, visualize them releasing down the stem into the earth. And notice if the main color of your rose changes as you do, and then focus all of your attention back onto the rose. And watch that resistance release down the stem into the earth. And now bring your attention back to the color that represents what you're creating. And the important thing here is to focus not too much on the energy coming out now, to focus on the color representing what you're creating. And see that color circulating and growing brighter and bolder and more sparkly and more vibrant and more beautiful as it just pushes out the oppositional energy. So you're letting your desire become more strong and real, and that in and of itself is pushing out any oppositional energy. And then watch that rose growing bigger and bigger. And then see yourself in the rose, receiving what you want and feeling so happy that you're receiving it. Remembering to feel those beautiful, wonderful, positive emotions of happiness and gratitude and excitement in conjunction with your visualizations and affirmations, because those emotions are so powerful. And once you're satisfied that you've created the rose and released the resistance, you can just cut the stem and let that rose float off into the universe to do its work. And let's go through that one more time with another goal. And we'll do the same exercise. And noting that the first one that was creating and clearing the energetic blueprint, the meditation we did prior to this one, was about you. Like the rose you were visualizing was representing you, and then you working with receiving that goal, dropping that goal into you. These two meditations that we're doing now, the one that I'm going to repeat, is about actually working on the goal itself and releasing any energy from that goal that's holding you back from receiving it, and then putting you in the goal. So they're slightly different, but they're all very powerful. So I'll give you a few moments to pick what else you want to work on for this meditation, which is a repeat of the one we just did. And then just close your eyes. Get back into the center of your head. And again, imagine you're looking out of your third eye and visualize a gigantic, clear, transparent rose. And I should have said this earlier. If for any reason you don't like roses, you can use bubbles. But I found most people just tend to do what they like. I have a student that liked daisies, so she just picked daisies anyway. So tell this rose it's going to represent another thing that you'd like to create for yourself. Again, imagine you're writing the name of the thing beneath the rose. And ask the rose to show you the color of that which you're going to create. Maybe drop some symbols inside the rose that represent it. And then give the rose a stem and see that stem burrow down into the earth to secure itself. Next, ask for any colors to appear that represent energy that's not in agreement for you to have this creation. And once you see the colors, immediately visualize them releasing down the stem into the earth. And notice that the main color of your rose changes as you do this. And now put your attention on the color that represents what you're creating. And see that color circulating, growing brighter, bolder, more sparkly, and vibrant as it pushes out the oppositional energy. You can watch this rose grow bigger and bigger, and then you can see yourself in this rose, receiving what you want and feeling really happy that you're receiving it. And once you're satisfied that you've created the rose and released the resistance, you can cut the stem and let the rose float off into the universe to do its work. And you could also imagine that the hands of God or your creator or another deity of your choice are above you. And as you cut the rose, imagine that your wondrous creation is landing right into your deity's hands. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And that concludes the energy work and the meditations that we'll do in this workshop. And those were some pretty powerful ones. So if you feel a little bit spacey or drained or tired, know that you were doing a lot of work, and that's okay. If you're able to sit down for 5 or 10 minutes every day and do one of these meditations, that would be fantastic and keep you on track towards your goals. Now, I had mentioned at the beginning of the class about writing a list out, like a list of resolutions. And I know we had talked about the feelings of what you want to have and all that. But if you'd like to go ahead and just make one of those traditional resolutions lists, because I think they're so much fun. But make sure to keep it in a place that where you'll always see it, so you don't forget what you're working on. And that's the thing about these manifestations and these things that you want to create. If you're able to, on a daily basis, find a way to energize your goals so that you're literally programming your cells to create what you'd like to create. What needs to happen in order for that goal to happen? See it happen. Heal the resistance. Blast open the doors. Touch base with your emotions. Like, see yourself in the right car, doing the work that you love to do. Just feeling the magic of things being effortless. And just lock it in. The joy and the love and the peace. Just lock that in. And as you do so, you're creating a whole new blueprint for your life. And your life will match that. It has to. And of course, I'm sure you know about the secret. I feel almost silly saying it because everyone's like, oh, you know, the secret, you know, manifesting and all that. But I picked that book. I got the book. I think somebody gave me the book and I dusted it off and took it off the shelf and was rereading it again. And there are wonderful exercises and techniques there. One of my favorites is just, you know, getting into that place of supporting your goals with visuals, of being positive and maintaining that positive mindset that you're on track to creating what you want to create. You know, if you want to change your body, post your gym's fitness class schedule on your fridge, or even if you're able to, get a personal trainer, post an image of your ideal body type on the cupboards or on, you know, in the mirrors or around the house. So you're always reminded of what you want to look like, and support yourself. Give yourself a lot of love. I have a whole workshop. Endeavor and I together created a whole program that we're working on now, making into a larger program about healing your body with energy work. And there are tons of techniques and goal, like meditations and things that you can do. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling over my words. I think I've been talking so much in this recording that my voice is getting tired. But one of the biggest things about healing your body and weight loss and getting your body to where you want it to be is that you have to flow love and appreciation to yourself at all times. It doesn't help to say like, ugh, you know, I look ugly or old or tired or fat or yucky or run down. You want to look in the mirror and say, hey, I'm pretty cute. I'm looking really good. Or, you know, I like my figure and I know I'm going to like it even more when I lose the weight. So if that's one of the things or your objectives, really please treat yourself with lots of love and kindness. If you want to earn or receive more money, make up imaginary checks. They actually talked about that in The Secret, which I've forgotten about, where you just write a check to yourself and just put it by your bed. You know, imagine that wealth is coming to you, that you're getting checks in the mail. If you want to boost your self-esteem or change the vibe you're sending out to the world so that you can magnetize your soulmate, write a note to yourself that says, hello, handsome, or hello, beautiful, and post it onto your bathroom mirror. Really get into that place of liking yourself and loving yourself and being magnetic and wonderful, having that wonderful vibration that signals to a potential significant other that you're here and you're ready and you love yourself and you love your life and you'd love to share your life with that person. If you've made vision boards in the past, dust them off and put them out where you can see them. Or create a new vision board for this new year. I can't tell you how many people I talked to have said, oh, yeah, I've done vision boards. I got vision boards. And I'm like, well, where are they? And they're like, under my bed or collecting dust in the closet. And in fact, my vision boards that I really like actually are in my closet because my son, who's now 3, was going through a phase of like tearing, like peeling. Literally, I had them out during a renaissance of a visualization and I put them out and he came over and started peeling the pictures off of the board and I just didn't want that. So I put them away. But there's no reason why you can't create new ones for every year. You can create a new set of boards. It's really nice to have that visual. I one time had a job where I sat in a cubicle. I had many jobs where I sat in cubicles before I graduated to an office, but I was in this cubicle and I hated it. And I had a picture of this building called La Pedrera by Gaudi in Barcelona. And I found it in a magazine. It was so pretty. And so I cut it out and I posted it. I pinned it to my cubicle board wall partition. And I hated that job. I had to do Excel spreadsheets. And I like Excel now. I can do it for my own thing. But not, we're talking 100-page, mind-numbing statistical data. And I'm an art history major. Anyway, horrible. So I had that picture of La Pedrera in Barcelona by Gaudi. And I would just look at it. I'd just look at the computer. And then my eyes were, you know, getting so drained and strained, and I look at the picture of the building and I think, someday I'm going to be out of this freaking cubicle and in Barcelona, and this will be a distant memory. And believe it or not, a few years later, I found myself standing on the street looking at that building. And when the realization hit me, I didn't bawl or cry, but I did get tears came to my eyes because I was like, oh my God. I am standing in the exact same spot at the exact same time of day looking at this building. Like, it came to life right before my eyes. And I graduated from that job, thank God. And here I was in Barcelona, really in real life, observing this gorgeous building that I had just dreamed about for so long. So these things really do happen. You really will find yourself like sitting in that space or that place that you put on your vision board. Or it doesn't have to be a vision board, it can just be a picture that you put somewhere that you stare at and you want to bring into reality. We're creative people. We're here to create things and to bring things about and to make the world a better place too, I would think as well. So these wonderful things that you wish to create and manifest and do for your greater good and for the greater good of all concerned, there's no reason why not to do it and why not to begin manifesting and having wonderful things and circumstances happen. And just remember those key vibrational feelings that you wanted to have throughout the year. So if you find yourself where you're in a situation that stresses you out, for example, just remember your core desire. I want to feel relaxed and happy, or whatever positive, powerful emotions that you found. And then remove yourself from whatever it is that's making you feel unhappy. And bring yourself back to your ideal vibrational set point. So as much as possible, find those moments in the day where you're like, I feel good right now. You know, like with your head on your nice soft pillow, or taking a walk in the fresh air and seeing beautiful trees, or sharing a really great laugh with a friend. Those are powerful moments. And the more you realize in that moment that this is it, this is how I want to feel, the more you'll create more and more of those moments, so that eventually almost every moment of your life is a good, a positive one where you feel pretty good. And there's nothing wrong with starting your day with a prayer to Creator or the universe or the powers that be and saying something like, please help me to just have a good day. Because what's more simple than that? To feel good, to feel happy, and to have a good day. You can't get more basic than that. And again, the blissful thing about it is one good day leads to another and then another. And by the end of the year, you'll realize that you're happy and you've had a year of good days and your life is good. It's really simple, but it's magical. So I hope that these techniques have helped. And I wish you all the best of luck on your journey. And if you want more information about the kind of work I do, my website is www.krishanti.com. It's K-R-I-S-H-A-N-T-I, krishanti.com. And thank you so much. Take care.